Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week we're joined by Mandy Silk. We'll hear tunes from her brand new EP, Heart Won't Lie. And if you're in the Fredericton area, no doubt the name Mandy Silk is very familiar to you. So we'll have a chat of what all it took to put together this really smooth sounding project. To get the ball rolling, the title song, Heart Won't Lie, on Atlantic Access.
Sitting fighting with myself, trying to find the answers to the questions I've been asking far too long. I overcomplicate it and get myself frustrated, 'cause I don't wanna end up being wrong. Sometimes I find it hard to breathe, 'cause I'm feeling like there's still a missing piece. So I just lie to myself and lie next to you, refusing to see what I know's the truth. I already know what I've gotta do, but that don't make it easy. So I keep telling myself that it's all okay, and somehow, some way, things are gonna change. My head keeps trying to convince me, make me believe, but my heart, refusing to see what I know's the truth. I already know what I've gotta do, that don't make it easy. So I keep telling myself that it's all okay, and somehow, some way, things are gonna change. My head keeps trying to convince me, make me believe, but my heart,
missing you lately, maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think so. Finding, catching myself smiling, then I start dialing your number on my phone and say I'm wrapped around your finger, baby. So light 'em up, but tip 'em back slow. You light shot of home.
Silk this week on Atlantic Access, we just heard Shot of Home and the title song, Heart Won't Lie. Good afternoon, Mandy.
Hey, how's it going?
Congratulations on a rather slick-sounding album. I'd say it was done in Nashville.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're from a musical family. What's it like? Tell us what it's like to be, you know, a child growing up with music around all the time.
It was always really great. I mean, my dad and I still play some tunes together even now. So dad was always, you know, singing and playing guitar growing up. And yeah, we always kind of listen to tunes together, and it kind of becomes like a way to bond as well as, you know, be creative. And yeah.
You've been kind of a signature entertainer on the Fredericton scene for, you know, quite some time. You've had some experience working with bands over the years. Who are some of the folks that you've been aligned with?
Well, I was originally in the blues band Tore Down, and then I started a country band called Mandy Silk and Overdrive. And my dad and I play some tunes together as well in a group we call Smooth as Silk. So we cover some older stuff, some Beatles and Bee Gees and Paul Simon and that kind of stuff as well. So that's really fun.
So quite the education you amassed over the years, eh?
Yeah, for sure. There was just always something in me that said, you know, do an album of original songs that I wrote. So this is a lifetime goal coming to reality, which is really cool.
So then you penned most, if not all, of the songs. It's a 6-song EP. We should mention that. Yeah, are all 6 songs yours?
All 6, yes.
When did you know you wanted to make that leap? You know, from doing what you were doing for so many years, and probably had developed a level of comfort for it, to stepping out, you know, on your own and making this choice.
I guess I always kind of knew, like it was sort of a thing that was like on the lifetime list of kind of things to do. But I don't know. I guess it kind of felt like sort of like almost like a now or never. It just kind of seemed like, you know, now's the time. Like, why wait any longer? And you know, I just got to writing as much as I could, and you know, sorting through the tunes that I had and trying to find the strongest ones and ones I thought people would relate to the most. And you know, here we are.
So your first single, you chose to be "Kiss Me Goodnight."
Yeah.
Give us a little background on that.
It's a fun song. It's, you know, it's upbeat, and it's about, you know, remembering really why we love each other. It's easy sometimes to kind of, you know, get into a groove or get into a rut in a relationship sometimes and kind of forget about, you know, let's set our pride aside and just, you know, remember why we love each other.
And from the album Heart Won't Lie, this is Mandy Silk with Kiss Me Goodnight on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
what I expected. Love is harder than I thought. And if you're playing the game to win, then you've already lost. Well, you're standing firm on your ground, and I don't want to budge from mine. Maybe we should think about toll it's taking on you and I. Used to drive around all night, now we drive each other crazy. Do we even know what we're fighting about lately? I know you're not always wrong, you know I'm not always right. Let's try to see the other side before we hit the lights. Always kiss me goodnight.
Something you're not. You have
Atlantic Access. We're featuring the album Heart Won't Lie from Mandy Silk. It's her debut EP. And Mandy, tell us what it's been like for you in the studio with this. Was it a very long process? Were all the songs ready when you went into the studio? That type of thing.
Well, actually, we probably spent the better part of pretty much the entire year of 2019 putting this album together piece by piece. We didn't actually end up going into a studio. We sort of we had various musicians kind of send us tracks here and there. Some I actually recorded in my basement. We kind of just put a whole bunch of stuff together and kind of, you know, went from there. And when I say we, myself and two others really worked equally together on this whole project. So Richard Jones and Ollie LeBlanc co-produced it all together. But, you know, this was sort of my my dream project, and everybody was definitely on board with me having the final creative say, for sure.
Were there any songs left over for a future project, or are you thinking maybe just starting over with whatever happens next?
Well, I have tons of other tunes to use for a future project, for sure, and you know, I'll continue writing tunes as well. And
yeah, so how proficient are you in the songwriting department? Are you down to like a song a day type of thing, or?
No, I've not been spending that much, not quite that much time on it, you know. But I kind of write songs as something inspires me. Either a friend will say, you know, they've gone through a situation, and then all of a sudden I just grab a pen and I feel like kind of getting some stuff down. It's almost like a therapeutic thing for me, you know, or if I'm going through something personal, you know, writing stuff down like that, or maybe I just come up with a set of chords and a, kind of a melody and sort of go from there.
Let's just hypothetically believe that by this summer things are going to be a lot lighter and that people will be able to get out, you know, and are you looking forward to that in the summer? Are you planning maybe to attend and play some festivals and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely, for sure. I mean, as soon as it's safe for everybody, that's obviously the main concern. I had originally had a big launch party planned for Picaroons on March 21st, but we had to postpone, obviously, because of the pandemic. But as soon as it's safe to do so, we'll be rescheduling that at Picaroons and moving forward with the big launch party.
So the EP is just released, and I understand it's available pretty much everywhere?
Yes, digitally online, so you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere you normally download or stream your music.
And no doubt when you do get back out on the road, you'll have some hard copies for folks?
Yes, for sure. I've got some hard copies all ready for sale. I'm just, I'm sort of, because of the pandemic, we're sort of looking at whether or not these will be distributed prior to my rescheduled launch party eventually at Picaroons. So stay tuned for that. If anybody wants to follow me on social media, it's at Mandy Silk Official on both Instagram and on Facebook. And you can also check me out on my website at www.mandysilk.com.
I'm going to spin the song When the Night Falls and Feeling Fine. Any thoughts on those titles? Where the inspiration for those came from?
When the Night Falls is actually one of the tunes. It's actually the only tune on the EP that I had written a long time ago. And when I was going through old tunes with Ollie and Richard, the two of them picked that one out and said, this one has to be on here. That was kind of like, they really felt it was a strong tune. So
nice.
Yeah. Feeling Fine really is about kind of overcoming, you know, I had gone through a few things over a number of years, you know, issues with health and things like that. You know, that doesn't come without mental health challenges as well. So kind of coming through the other side of that and being re-inspired to, you know, grab the pen and start songwriting again and getting back to music.
From the album Heart Won't Lie, this is When the Night Falls on Atlantic Access.
I've been trying to get by without you. Stronger, yeah. But even when I'm smiling, I can feel you pulling on my heart. When the night falls, I go right back to that place I once was. Back to when I was with you, when your heart calls out in the middle. I've been gone on a million miles of road, dark places I didn't wanna know. Like I've been holding back, scared to take a chance, waiting on my shadows to clear, shattering all my fears. Why?
Thanks to Mandy Silk, our guest this week on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is from an artist that we've already featured back in the fall. Pretty Archie has a new EP out themselves. It's called Running for Cover, a series of songs given the Pretty Archie treatment. Till the Dawn, now on Atlantic Access.
Must have got me mixed up with the love you had before. Drinkers and the gamblers like creeks upon your floor. I wouldn't tell you lies if I thought that you believe. Believe in like the things I believe. You could go your whole life saying things you didn't mean. Go and turn that something into something in between. Well, I would rather be alone than be in love with you. But that is something I would never do. But where were you last night? I know that you weren't home. I was waiting and I stood outside your door and waited till the dawn. Till the dawn, oh, till the dawn. I'll pick up the nail, press it up against the board. Once for spite, strike it once more for the show. I'm gladly step aside, but if I only could.
could pick up all the pieces of my heart. You could go your whole life saying things you didn't mean, and you go and turn that something in, something in between. Well, I would rather be the one, be in love with you. But that is something I would never do. But wait. Waiting, I stood outside your door and waited till the dawn, till the dawn. Where were you last night? I know that you weren't home. I was watching, and I stood outside your door and waited till the dawn, till the dawn.
Terry Parker, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.